Greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. Here are the words of Dr. George K. Schweitzer, Associate Professor of Nuclear Chemistry at the University of Tennessee. Scientific advance in the past century has been phenomenal. Man has harnessed the atom, tamed the electron, conquered diseases, shrunk time, shriveled distance, and provided his fellow man with a multitude of gadgets to make life comfortable. But there's one thing that man has been unable to control, and that is himself. In spite of all our progress in knowledge and technology, men are still disconcerted, morally unstable, beset with difficulties, and unable to secure a lasting peace. Man has changed his world in a remarkable way, but has not been able to alter himself. Since this problem is basically a spiritual one, and since man is naturally bent toward evil, as history attests, the sole way that man can be changed is by God. Only if a man commits himself to Jesus Christ and submits himself to the Holy Spirit for guidance can he be changed. Only in this miraculous transformation rests hope for the atom-awed, radioactivity-ruffled world of our day and its inhabitants. Those are the words of Dr. George K. Schweitzer, Associate Professor of Nuclear Chemistry at the University of Tennessee.
The mountain, who made the tree, who made the river flow to the sea, and who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I, who makes the flowers bloom in the spring, who writes the song for the robin to sing, and who sends the rain when the earth is dry. Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long, keeps you company with love to guide you. He walks beside you just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go on from there, and who gives me faith that will never die? Somebody bigger than you and I.
And now the Lord Jesus went out, as his custom was, to Mount Olivet. His disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And then he parted from them, going a stone's throw off, and knelt down to pray. "Father," he said, "if it pleases thee, take away this chalice from before me. Only as thy will is, not as mine is." And he had sight of an angel from heaven encouraging him. And now he was in agony and prayed still more earnestly. His sweat fell to the ground like thick drops of blood. When he rose from his prayer, he went back to his disciples and found that they were sleeping, overwrought with sorrow. "How can you sleep?" he asked. "Rise up and pray, so that you may not enter into temptation." Yes, we'll either pray or probably yield to temptation. As Dr. George Schweitzer indicated, the Lord Jesus is the answer for our atom age, our space age.